Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM, which is being brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM, and with me today I have the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, Dan Jackson. Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for coming in and joining with me today for Focus Fridays.
Thank you for having me.
And so your title kind of says it all. You're the head of the Department of Job and Family Services for Holmes County. And so just in a really brief nutshell, what is a summary of the Holmes County Job and Family Services that you oversee?
In Holmes County, we have four agencies under the umbrella of Job and Family Services. And each county can organize differently. So for instance, where we have one agency, Wayne County has three agencies. They're all separated, but we are a combined Job and Family Services in Holmes County. And the Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services cover four primary areas, since workforce development, Child Protective Services, Public Assistance, and Child Support Enforcement.
That's a lot to put into one full branch there.
Yeah, that is. It's a challenge when it's combined like that. But there are benefits to doing it that way.
And so let's kind of, now that we know what you're overseeing, how long have you been the director for Job and Family Services?
25 years now I've been director.
And so what got you into, how did you get into the position? Is it appointed? Is it applied for? How do you get to be in that position?
I work directly for the county commissioners. And so they do appoint the director of Job and Family Services in each county.
And do you need any special education to be in that position or any, you know, requirements?
I think the Ohio Revised Code requires at least a bachelor's degree. I do have a master's degree and had worked in Holmes County previously to being appointed to the position.
So you were preparing yourself to kind of step into a position like this.
Well, I intentionally got into this world. I wanted to work in children's services. So I also had an interest in finance. And so I was trying to decide which path to pursue when I was young.
Those are two very different paths.
Actually, it's been interesting because at least a knowledge and an interest in finance helps to run a combined agency. And so children's services, I wanted to get into, I decided ultimately, because I knew that sometimes kids are not safe in their own homes, sadly. But at the same time, I also wanted to be in a position to help protect families from what I thought sometimes was overreach of the government into the lives of families. And so I thought that it was a field where a couple of my values would really be able to be put to use.
And have you seen that?
Not in Holmes County. I've been fortunate to say that Judge Lee has been in his position in juvenile court slightly longer than I've been in my position. And I think that he has an excellent approach that protects the sanctity of family while also ensuring the protection of children. But I do feel that as I've looked around the rest of the state and I've seen how some courts and some decisions sometimes happens and the lawsuits that you see that arise, it is clear that sometimes government can overreach its authority. And I think that state and federal law is clear that the government really should not interfere with families unless you can prove that a child is not safe in the home environment.
And sometimes that's easier said than done to do. I mean, you can have all the inklings in the world, but having that evidence, and so it puts you guys in a rough position sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And I'm going to go back to the last question mm-hmm. about when you ask about, do you see overreach? And during my career, I've seen legislation introduced twice that was alarming to me. And it was legislation that was pushed toward broadening the definitions that would allow courts and children's service agencies to intervene in families. And I was very opposed to any broadening of language that made it more likely that more families were going to come into contact and or justify the agencies involving themselves in the family's life. And so twice now we've been able to get that legislation pulled, but it was a decade in between, and I was really surprised the second time that legislation came up. So I think there's always a propensity with government and legislation to try to make things easier, but when you make things easier, sometimes the consequences are more people are trapped in a system. And I think it should be harder for the government to get involved with families rather than easier.
And that's, it sounds like a very fine line. You need to be able to help a family when they need it, but you don't want them to be reliant on the government, or the government be the only answer for them.
Right. And we want families to be able to be self-sufficient. And so that's one of the missions that we have, is to help families become self-sufficient if they are accessing our services. So one of our emphasis at the agency is also employment and workforce. And it's one of the more exciting things that we get to do, because you really can impact the life of a family if you can help parents get into a career field that is rewarding and that allows them to help meet the needs in their family.
Oh, for sure. If you're in the wrong job, you know it. If you're in the right job, you know it.
Yeah, and we see that. And a lot of people may not be aware, unless you've had to access us, that we are the one-stop employment site in Holmes County. So we have all the information, the internet connections, the computers, copiers, things like that. And we also can help people with all aspects of their job search. And we also typically do two job expos each year. And the one in the fall is in conjunction with partners such as OSU Extension and the Farm Bureau.
And it's a really good event, lots of opportunities. And so we'll learn more about how you kind of interact with each of your departments within the Job and Family Services. But we're going to take a quick little break here. I am with Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, Dan Jackson. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are back here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. I'm with Dan Jackson, the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services. And in the last segment, Dan, you mentioned the job expos that we have here in Holmes County. And we, WKLM, participates in each of those and get a chance to see who's hiring too. And it's so the job portion is one of those branches you discussed in our intro there that you oversee as the director.
Yes, and we love the job fairs because it helps us bring people together with employers who are interested in hiring. And it is especially satisfying when we get the high schools involved and you see hundreds of kids going out and learning what the county offers them. And if you want to keep kids, or what they call brain drain, from happening, and you want these kids to return to Holmes County, they really need to see a viable path toward a satisfying and rewarding career here in Holmes County. So that is one of the more positive aspects of what we do.
And we kind of mentioned how important a job is, just with everything, with the family dynamic, with your own personal dynamic, and whether it's doing the job fair or just coming into the offices, you guys have the services to help that.
Yes, and everything we do, no matter which of the agencies, Our overall goal is to help a family become self-sufficient so that they don't need us and that they and their kids can move on in life and get rid of us, get us out of their lives. And so one of the other aspects of our workforce development that has proven very good for families is our investment in economic development. We were one of the founding members of the economic development group here in Holmes County, and I give the commissioners and the Economic Development Board a lot of credit for seeing the value in that. And Mark does a great job over there at Economic Development. Just the need to help shepherd some of these businesses through the labyrinth of governmental tax policies and expansions and that type of thing is very helpful to families. And it's something that we're happy to be involved with. We are on the Economic Development Board. And as I mentioned, we're also the one-stop employment center. And that means if you are laid off, we do have the ability to help you file for unemployment. Now, our staff does not typically do that. That is a state function. The State Department of Job and Family Services is different than us. And so that is the unemployment system is the state's responsibility, but we do try to help people when they have problems applying for that and straightening out any kind of issues. And we can sometimes get the state to intervene in specific problems and try to remedy those for Holmes County residents. We do have job search materials and help at the agency. So again, you can come in, access the internet, use our computers for that purpose. We can help you develop resumes, give you other job search tips. We can help you learn how to interview and also help direct you to businesses that are hiring.
And it just helping people with interviews and resumes, I don't think is something that people realize that you guys offer. I never knew that. And that's one of those things that is a hard skill to do. I still don't like doing that. And I've done it many times. And it's not easy. You're selling yourself. And so to have somebody help put together a good resume, because that can make or break a job.
Right. And some of us grew up in families where we had parents who would help us and or we would learn in college classes and whatnot. But there are people who have never had anybody sit down with them and explain to them how to do this. And so just that little bit of help can be beneficial to people. We do have the benefit of being in Holmes County, where unemployment is traditionally annually very low. Even so, we have upwards of 600 to 800 visits to our one-stop employment center each year. In times in which unemployment, even in Holmes County, rises a little bit, we've had as many as close to 3,000 visits in a year. And so there are people who know that we exist and that we do that, but it's always good to let everybody else know. And we also have some job training dollars that are federal dollars that we do try to help people who are looking to advance in a career. And so some of the programs that we emphasize are CDLs, LPN programs, sometimes even RN, that type of program. So we're required, because it's federal money, to show that it is actually benefiting the person and a family. And so the reason we look at CDLs and nursing and things is the quick turnaround oftentimes, and they are careers in which you make good money. So we have to be able to show that what they started with and what they end up with the career that we help them get, is greater. And so that's how we're evaluated. So we try to help people target those. And those are some areas that are especially in need in Holmes County.
And everywhere. I mean, those are high demand careers, and they're always going to be in demand careers. So it's a good opportunity to get into if it's something you're interested in. And you mentioned too that there's a difference between state and local, but it's still good to see that you are trying to help that local aspect, because that's your focus, being of the Holmes County branch.
Yes, 100%. That is our focus, is helping Holmes County residents be safe and self-sufficient.
And so do you as the director get to help with? I know we see you at the job expos. Do you get to be involved as much as you would like with this kind of stuff, or is just kind of overseeing everything?
Yeah, my role is more to oversee. Now, I do enjoy the job fairs and talking with people who are getting jobs or training, because again, that's one of the more positive things that we do. We are blessed in Holmes County with staff that live and breathe these programs, and they really try hard to help everybody they come in contact with.
And is there anything else before we move on to another area of what Job and Family Services does that we need to mention?
No, I think that's it. And the next job fair, I hope you come out and see us.
Yep. All right, we'll be back with more from Dan Jackson, the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. And I am returning here with Dan Jackson, the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and we learned all about the job portion of what Job and Family Services does. And one of the other arms that you mentioned, Dan, was the children's services part of it, and kind of a lot of the reason you got into the position you're in.
Yes, I got into this career track because I decided I wanted to be in children's services. And as I mentioned, my drive was not only to help children who were at risk and not safe, but also to help families who needed somebody to advocate for them and help them not get into the system, if at all possible. And actually, that's been a very satisfying part of my career, is because federal law has evolved to the point where you essentially have to prove as an agency in court why you feel like you need to intervene in the family. And it's based on risk to the children. And so I've been pleased to see those developments.
Exactly, because I think you mentioned it in an earlier segment. The point is to keep families together if at all possible, unless obviously it's not safe for the child. And so it's doing what you can do. And you know, that's kind of a Holmes County thing, is the family first kind of process.
Yes, and it's been also rewarding to work in Holmes County, where so many of the entities we rely on have the same value and see families with the same value that we do.
Because unfortunately, the children's services are needed everywhere. You would like to think that everything is rose-colored glasses, but your services are needed. You guys do have to help families, but you're trying to do it in the least invasive way to help families.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it, is we try to have a minimal impact on the families. Now, regrettably, sometimes that can't be done based on what we find in an investigation. So I was thinking maybe I could share some insight into how things work in a children's services unit.
100%.
So we will get reports from various parts of from the county. So it could be family members, neighbors, school folks. There are mandated reporters like medical folks, that kind of thing. But anybody can call us and make a report. And I do want to make it clear that we do not accept every report for an investigation, because it is really a stressful time for a family for us to knock on the door, because we have 100%. To do a serious investigation, and it really probes deeply into the family situation. So even for us to take a report, it has to have enough information there that we can legitimately say that we have a reason to go knock on a door. And so as we do that investigation, most of those investigations are closed as unsubstantiated. We don't have enough information to substantiate it and move forward. Now, if there is enough information and we are concerned, we will go to the prosecutor's office. And or if it looks like there's criminal conduct involved, we will contact law enforcement and work in conjunction with them. And ultimately, the juvenile court is the arbiter of whether or not the children need to be protected, because that is a safety in the United States for your constitutional rights, is that the government shouldn't just be able to move in and make decisions for you and your family, especially with your children, which is the most precious thing to anybody who is a parent. That is how basically the system works, is the judge then will decide if we need to continue working with the family and what those services will be and when those services can end. So the judge will monitor the progress on what we refer to as a case plan throughout that. And then sometimes when kids have to be removed from the family, we do try to place with relatives. That's also in federal law as a requirement to do before we move into foster care or some other out-of-home living arrangement.
Because ultimately, it's about the families and who the children are going to be more comfortable with, people they know, than complete strangers.
Absolutely. And it is imperative that we remember that kids, even when they may not be safe, love their family and they want that family. And it can be very damaging to them to remove them from that situation. So if we do, it's a last resort, and we try very hard to get services to that situation so that kids can safely be placed back into their homes.
So there are services available to help improve that family dynamic.
Yes, absolutely. And we will sit down with them in a case that the judge approves, and we will work with them and their attorney to come up with a case plan. And we have various service providers in homes in Wayne counties that are specialized in dealing with these situations and work with folks.
And so you are overseeing all of this, but you have lots of folks who are just kind of dedicating themselves into trying to help these families.
We have fantastic employees, and Children's Services is without a doubt the most difficult area for our employees to work in. And so I have nothing but respect for them and for the managers down there that deal with these things every day.
And is there, I know I have learned a whole lot about how even just a case there flows. Is there anything else in Children's Services that we haven't talked about?
I would mention Adult Protective Services. So if there's somebody over the age of 60 that you're concerned about, we also are the Adult Protective Service agency in Holmes County. Now, regrettably, there's not a lot of money provided from the state for us to do that function, but we do have folks at the agency who can respond. It can get very complicated because adults are adults. They can choose to live in deplorable situations and in certain situations that make us uncomfortable. So there's a very fine line when we can intervene, but we do what we can to make sure that situations are remedied. So for instance, if somebody is living with a home situation, sometimes we're able to help them fix their home in a way that the sanitation is appropriate and that type of thing. Adult Protective Services is an important area that it's a good time to remind folks that that is there if you're concerned about somebody who's 60 and over.
Because you're a family all the way through from childhood to adult. And so it's about protecting that family unit.
Absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to mention, when you talk about the staff who do that job, one of the things that we talk about at the agency in all of our areas is that we have a responsibility to be respectful to people in Holmes County, but also part of that respect is to get good outcomes. And it's not easy, because if you can imagine all the rules, state and federal law that comes down in Children's Services, and the federal government does come in to the states and they will audit these programs. And the state of Ohio actually asked us to participate so that they could pull cases from Holmes County, because they were confident that we have followed all the laws and met all of our obligations on cases, and they knew that they would get a positive case for the federal review. So that's the kind of people that we have working in Children's Services and actually in all aspects of Holmes County Job and Family Services.
As a director, that has to make you feel really good.
Oh, 100%. And again, Children's Services is near and dear to my heart, and it's always been something over the 25 years that I've been director that I've been most proud of, is the conduct of the managers and all the staff down there, and the outcomes that they accomplish are fantastic.
It's good to hear for anybody who may not be aware that you guys are really working for the family there.
Well, thanks, and I assure you that that's what we've been at for 25 years, and hopefully it'll happen that way even after I'm gone. We will, I'm sure, have leadership in those positions in the agency that will continue to follow the law, and that is actually the law. It shouldn't be that complicated, in my opinion, but I do think that you see, if you read some of the lawsuits and things that happen around not just Ohio but other states, sometimes there's not good training on what the law is and follow through at the level of the caseworkers.
It's good to know that it's a county by county thing and that you guys have the best in mind for our county.
Thank you.
We've got more coming up with the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, Dan Jackson, for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. And returning back here with Executive Director Dan Jackson, who is over the Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. And in the last segment, we really kind of got into children's services and into the nitty-gritty of it. And kind of a tag along with that almost is child support. And you guys are the overseers of that there.
Yes, and we, as part of our child support role, will help locate missing parents. We once, with the Holmes County Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Marshals, found somebody living on a boat in Alaska, and were able to facilitate his return to Holmes County. So we do whatever we can to help locate and secure people if we need to do that.
Impressive.
Then we also do paternity establishment, where we will test prospective fathers and determine who is the father in a situation. We help establish support with the court or through an administrative process. And we then will enforce support and health insurance orders. And in some situations, we can do an administrative review and adjust things. Oftentimes, that requires us to go back to court. I do want to say that in child support, research has shown for some time that the outcomes for kids are better even when the father or the mother is not in the home, but they are involved to the point that they are paying child support. Because what usually comes with that is a presence in the family of that parent. And so there are positive aspects for the family for this.
And sometimes it's a lot more work than others to try to help get these family units who are no longer together to at least work together for the children. And you guys have got a team on that.
Yes, we do. And it's a good team. We try for outcomes to be in the top five in the state for these things. Now, sometimes we'll come in around the top 10, but we really do strive for the outcomes in child support because we do believe that it is important for kids to get that child support if at all possible. And last year, we collected almost $2.6 million for children through Holmes County child support orders.
And that is money that goes towards their schooling, their sports, keeping a roof over their head, the basics.
Yeah, absolutely. And when people are not able to pay because of jobs, we also provide them with seek work type of services. So we will help them try to find jobs so that they can meet their child support obligations.
And do you find working in this end or the children's services end can be some of the most difficult to deal with?
Any time that you are dealing with people's children or money, it can be difficult. And that's one of the reasons why we try very hard to be respectful and remember that we are really touching on nerve centers for not just individuals, but for families. And sometimes we have to allow them a period to go through an adjustment to be able to work with us in a positive way, because a lot of people they don't enjoy it up front.
No. And if you guys are getting involved with child services or child support, there's already a touchy situation to work around anyways.
Yeah. And I think that the challenge for us, and I think that our staff have done it very well, is to show that we're there to facilitate and to help and exit from the situation. And many people react well to that eventually. Now, I think in 2024, we placed 115 individuals in jobs to help them pay their child support obligations. And we actually have a contract with the Holmes County Sheriff's Department, not only for locating people, but they help them look for jobs. So we have somebody who's employed through the Sheriff's Department actually working with these folks on seek work.
Which is good, because sometimes it's just about having a job, period. And I think that must be where the benefit of having all of the four agencies under one umbrella kind of lets them help each other out, where you guys have the job knowledge then to help with, then the child support knowledge to be able to pay for it.
Exactly. And oftentimes there's not a lot of money from the state and federal level. And so one of the benefits of having a combined agency is that we can try to find ways to leverage money from one of those agencies to help with, let's say, child support, because it's oftentimes underfunded. And I would mention the numbers that I have right now for child support in 2024. We had 1,052 cases in Holmes County, and that involved 1,138 children.
So those are children that are now, at least the parent they live with is getting money to help get them the things that they need, where they may not have had that before, and you guys were able to help with that.
Yes, that is our goal. I can say that it can be very difficult with some people to get support from them. They're willing to live in a lifestyle that is probably not something most of us would choose in order to avoid that. Mm-hmm. But we do everything that we can, as I mentioned, finding people in very remote areas if necessary.
Because it's the thing that people need to remember. It's not about the person you're trying to get money from. It's not anything against them. It's not a vendetta. It's about helping the child that they made have a better life.
Exactly. Yes. And if it's not done by the parent, then it's done by society. And it's better for the child and for the family if the parents are involved and paying support and then able to make sure that they get visitation and that they play a positive role in the child's life.
Exactly. And is there anything else in child support that we didn't touch?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up with Dan Jackson. He's the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Stepping back in here with Dan Jackson, the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. And we've pointed out in prior segments different pieces that differentiate you from, as a county entity, from the state Department of Job and Family Services. And one of the big things that you mentioned that you would like to make sure people know the difference between the two is with all the fraud stuff that was going on.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the fraud stuff that's in the news now is at a state level. And so the county Job and Family Services, we deal only with fraud when it's recipients committing fraud. And so that is, if somebody is deceptive when they apply and they lie about how much money they have, the assets that they have, then we will look and investigate fraud in those cases. The provider level, which is what you see with Medicaid and child care in Minnesota and things right now, that is at the state level and a state responsibility for the investigation and the prosecution of fraud. In Holmes County, at the recipient level, we opened 54 investigations last year with the Holmes County Sheriff's Department and work very closely with the prosecutor's office when it's a necessary in order to get that money paid back into the system. And so we take possible fraud at the recipient level very seriously. They are alerts that the electronic systems that are available to the state will give us, and we will work 99% or more of those, whereas the rest of the state is right around 30% of those alerts are reviewed. So we take that as a point of emphasis for us that we want to make sure that we review every alert, even though many of them are duplicative, maybe nonsense, but we do try to find the time to always work those alerts, as we say, so that we can determine whether or not people are supposed to be receiving the assistance that they are getting.
And it's definitely good to really make that point, because I think sometimes people really get confused on what is the responsibility of the county, what is the responsibility of the state and federal, because if somebody doesn't want to show responsibility, they blur those lines so they don't have to handle it. And you guys take the brunt of it when you're looking into every single case that you've got.
Right. And we can be as frustrated with the state and federal level as anybody at the county level. We see how things could work so much better, and it can be very frustrating because you get that bureaucracy that is very difficult to make move. But we do, I think, communicate our needs with the state very well. I think that there is a lot of confusion because it is a confusing system. There are people at our agency who are probably confused about how things work. We have rules coming at us from the state level and then from the federal level. And we also have money coming from the county, from the state, and from the federal level. And we get audited twice a year to make certain that we are spending that correctly. And we also have a great auditor in Jackie McKee who does that. And also the county commissioners do an excellent job of holding us accountable for how things are done down there and how we are spending funds. And so I think Holmes County has benefited over the years from having the elected officials that we have, but there is no doubt that there is a great deal of confusion as to what the state level is and the county level. And to make it a little more confusing, not every state does it this way. Less than 20 states have counties administering these federal programs. The federal government really doesn't want to talk to the counties. They're only telling the states, this is your responsibility, and they hold the state accountable. They don't want to deal with counties. So Ohio is in the minority by having the counties involved. I will say, though, that I think that Ohio's outcomes are better because I think that the local level of government is closer to the people, and that makes us more accountable, in my opinion. And so I think it's ideal, even though it is the minority in our country.
I always have said when you're in your local government, you have to see who you're working with every single day. Once you get into state and federal, you don't have to face your constituents or the people you're working for, and you feel like you can get away with more. And so you guys, you're here. You've got to see each other. You've got to work with each other and make everything flow well.
Yeah, I think that the local government, my experience is, it's the most responsive level of government. If you try to contact somebody with the unemployment office again, it's very difficult. And it's frustrating to us at the local level because it's like, why are you even there if you build a barrier between you and the people who need access to the services that you run? So it can be frustrating. That's why we're there, though, to try to help people who are struggling to get into the unemployment system and things. Public assistance is a very large area with programs. There are dozens of programs, but the ones that most people would be familiar with is Medicaid, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which used to be called food stamps, and childcare. So those are the three main areas of what I would consider public assistance.
They're the three main areas that are experiencing all that fraud that you guys now have to kind of sort out and be like, no, we've got our end. This is that end of it.
Yeah, the vendors that charge Medicaid, the vendors who charge SNAP, that all falls to the state to monitor that and to investigate it and to refer that for prosecution. So that is not at the county level. Again, the county only deals with the recipients. That means the people who are applying, are they giving us accurate information, or are they hiding assets? Are they hiding income in order to take advantage of government benefits that they wouldn't normally receive? And I do want to say that in Holmes County, we have very, very few people, oftentimes zero people, on what we would call cash assistance, or what some people might call welfare. There's very few people. Now, there is a program for relatives who have taken kids in who do receive some cash assistance, and it all gets lumped in. So we typically will have 20 to 30 of those kinds of cases where a grandmother or an aunt, an uncle will have taken in kids because their families could no longer care for them. And so they do get a small cash benefit from the federal government for that. But Holmes County is unique in that we don't have as many public assistance cases as a lot of other counties. And I can tell you, back from my experience early on, this goes back a long time, there was somebody who moved in from a metro county and wanted cash assistance. And we have the program set up to where if you were going to receive cash assistance, you also had to work. And that person said that's not how that's run in the metro county. And she then moved back to the metro county. So we do emphasize work in all the areas that we can. Sometimes the feds restrict us in when we can do that. But anytime that we can, we want to reward people who are working and trying to make ends meet by making these services available to them.
And it's important to stress that you guys are there to help, whether it's for a short time or an extended period of time, and to reach out and not be ashamed to need help occasionally.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I've seen a number of people who will receive SNAP and Medicaid on a temporary basis and will get into some job training, and they will get to the point where they are then self-sufficient. And I think at the federal and state levels now, you're seeing an acknowledgement that people need more help to transition from the benefits to self-sufficiency, and not to drop them right away. But there's a little bit more bending with some of those totals so that people who are working and starting to gain income, they don't automatically quickly lose all of their benefits. They have a transition period so that they can get established and it doesn't knock them back down into poverty. So I think that the system's trying to be more responsive to how humans actually need the help. But absolutely, if folks are out there and they're struggling, we're here to tell them what they're eligible for, and we can do that. They just need to give us a call.
And did we hit all of public assistance, or did you have more information to share?
I think that's all that I have to share on that.
Awesome. Well, we've got one last segment with Dan Jackson, who's the Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Checking in one last time with Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, Dan Jackson, for Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. And Dan, we've kind of hit on each of the agencies that Job and Family Services encompasses, and you are the director overseeing them. Do you have like a day-to-day? Are you interacting with each of these agencies every day, or is it just kind of give and take on what each of the needs are?
I think it is trying to, in an organized way, touch on all of these areas. And so it's everything from public relations, like we're doing right now, to making certain our contracts with other entities in the county are sufficient for what we need, that we are being able to serve people well through those. Working with auditors, both fiscally, which we get two fiscal audits a year, or programmatically, we get audited, making certain that any issues that might be found, which I want to be clear, we've never had an audit finding for recovery that I recall for 25 years, I don't recall ever having an audit finding for recovery. So our fiscal department does a great job, but also programmatically we get audits, and that would alert us that if there is a slip up somewhere, if there is a mistake made, to go ahead and address that. We also spend a lot of time on the budget, and so one of the things we do throughout the year is we project where we are coming in at financially, and so we've got to keep an eye on that. And the fiscal system is extremely complicated, and so we have to run what's called random moment samples, and we have to see how we've assigned people work and how those random moment samples come in. That's how we get allowance to spend certain pots of funds. And so if we don't get random moment samples in a pot of fund, we can't use it. And so we have to always be watching out for those kind of things. And we also will advocate for different services and things. So as I mentioned during our conversation, I've been involved in supporting legislation, but more importantly to me, it is trying to stop what I consider to be dangerous legislation. And there was one that was introduced twice in the last 12 years, I think, that we were able to defeat both times, but it was not easy, and I don't know when it will be revived again. It came back after 12 years, and so there are people out there that want to see that. And I've testified before the House and the Senate in Columbus back in the day after 25 years. It's a long time ago. Some of that stuff happens. But I also have to deal with the personnel issues, making certain that we are emphasizing areas like fraud and dealing with that, and making certain that we are communicating with staff on how to avoid audit issues. And then you do things like the job fair for people to try to make get the biggest bang for the buck. What can we do to bring as many employers and employees together and try to change lives that way? And so that seems like a very good investment, and that's the sort of evaluation that we go through. But I think a lot of it is day-to-day. You try to deal with it in an organized way, but also, as you can imagine, things come up that you have to deal with.
And it's like an organized chaos.
It is an organized chaos. And also then you coordinate with the elected officials. And I do want to say that the county commissioners throughout my entire 25 years have been an excellent selection, I think, by the voters. They've all been very strong, fiscally conservative. They care about people, but they want to make sure that money is handled correctly and responsibly. Dave Hall, Joe Miller, Eric Strauss, they're doing a great job right now. And I just think that if you look back over 25 years, many directors of Job and Family Services may have worked for a dozen to 20 different commissioners during that time. But Holmes County's been very stable, and other than the three that I named, there's only been four, I think, other commissioners during that time. And so I think that says a lot about the voters, that they recognize that that good leadership is necessary and available.
And while a lot of your focus is in county, you do get involved in different groups to learn, because there is life outside of Holmes County, and you may find something useful that somebody else is doing, and you have groups and agencies and things that you can work with as well.
Yes, I don't know if I mentioned, but I was president of the Statewide Association for 2 years, And the district and regional meetings with other directors, listening to them, listening to the challenges, listening to the issues that they've had, how they might address them, it's very helpful to us at the local level to make sure that we learn from those experiences as well.
And then you're also involved locally, you said, with the economic development, because that comes back to jobs and it's important to be out and about.
Yeah, I actually don't think you can truly help families unless you address the economic needs through jobs and careers. And that's, again, one of the most positive aspects of what we do down there, but also what I'm involved with on a local level.
And as we get ready to wrap this up, any last thoughts or comments on your job as director or the department or anything like that?
No, other than I would say, don't let anything I say discourage you from contacting us, because that's what we're there for. And yeah, I never know how things will be received whenever you hear it with one-sided communication. So by all means, come in. We have a front desk staff that's very friendly. They can help you navigate the system. You can call us at 330-674-1111 and get whatever direction you need if you want to access any of the things that we discussed today.
And you guys are there to help.
Absolutely. And I think that we have, again, great staff at the Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, and the management team does a great job. We have great managers there.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and joining with me today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That was Executive Director of Holmes County Department of Job and Family Services, Dan Jackson, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't miss an episode of Focus Fridays here on WKLM each and every Friday. And if you do happen to miss an episode, you can always go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Fridays icon and then the episode that you missed. In the next edition of Focus Fridays, we focus in on State Representative Mark Heiner. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.